In his 29 years with United Parcel Service, Ron Palmer has seen his share of hectic times, so the human resources manager knows the next few weeks can be a challenge. UPS expects to ship 120 million packages in the week before Christmas, many coming through Columbia, one of the company's six air hubs. Palmer says shopping specials Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, and Cyber Monday, the Monday following, have pushed volume up. Amazon.com spokeswoman Grace Chung confirmed that online shoppers have started doing their buying early in the season. Last year, Cyber Monday sales beat out the other days of the holiday season for the first time, she said. UPS spokeswoman Elizabeth Raspberry said the company expects to hire over 55,000 seasonal workers nationally. 127 will be in Columbia. The company's busiest day of the season is expected to be December 22nd, with an estimated 26 million packages. Palmer said the Columbia hub could see up to 100,000 packages that day. The Carolina Reporter sat down with Palmer to find out what it's like at a UPS hub during the company's busiest season.
So could you tell me about the atmosphere in the warehouse during the most hectic weeks? What's it like out there?
Well, the atmosphere is a definite increase in packages. So the atmosphere is, hey, you know, people feel good about what they're doing, their jobs, because they know that they're making somebody's day better by processing the volume and ensuring that the people order the packages and get the packages. And so the atmosphere is pretty a good atmosphere. People enjoy what they do out there in that atmosphere, and especially during this time of year, knowing that they're making someone's Christmas and someone's holiday brighter.
Do you have employees? Is it necessary to have them working more hours during this time? Or?
Those additional employees offset the additional hours that others would have worked had those seasonal employees not been hired.
And is it difficult to manage any stress levels and hours for everybody during this holiday season?
I'm pretty sure that it's different for employees because you're getting additional volume. You may be getting different size packages, or you may be getting more packages for individual stops where you probably only got maybe three or four packages. You're probably getting five or six, or you know. But other than that, I don't think the stress level is any different than peak season than it is the normal time of the year.
So, has the increase in online shopping in recent years change how the Columbia hub operates during the holiday season?
It does not change how the Columbia hub operates. The biggest thing is that now, although we see a gradual increase in volume, the most of our volume comes in now, the last 2 weeks before Christmas, versus the normal trickling of volume over the last maybe 5 or 6 years, where our Christmas volume was from Thanksgiving up until Christmas. The biggest change has been our Christmas shipping period has been more or less condensed into the last 2 weeks prior to Christmas.
How do you do your holiday shopping? Are you online or do you go to stores?
Most of my holiday shopping will be done online. My spouse, part of her not actually going probably to the stores is her inability because of health problems. But, you know, still she gets out there sometimes too. And gets into the fracas of shopping, but then her biggest thing right now is I think she's learned how to navigate the web and to hit these sites, and she knows these sites, and so she knows, for example, what the kids want and what they like, and she sees so much different stuff online that's how she shops, and that's what I do. We enjoy doing it. I think we just enjoy just hearing the truck come up and deliver or seeing a box when you come home from working hard, seeing a box at the door. And so I think that kind of motivates us. And
when did you make that change, or your wife? When did she make that change?
We made that change years ago when we lived in Florida. Probably we did more shopping online, probably back like in the early 2000s, like maybe 2001, 2002. You know, that's when I noticed that we got more of our Christmas stuff via online. And then as the years progressed, we've gotten more and more. And just like Black Friday, my wife didn't go to the store. But I noticed that I had deliveries, you know, on packages or boxes at the house. So, and that's what she's doing. And I think she really gets into that a lot.
Has the new Amazon warehouse in KC changed anything here? Has that made it easier for shipping?
It definitely made it easier for Amazon to get their products out. I'm pretty sure it's going to make it easier for the people who are actually ordering things within the Southeast to get their products quicker. And so based on that, yes, it's made it easier for the customer. For UPS, we embrace getting additional volume. So that's what we want. We want that additional work, additional volume, because we know the type of service that we provide is a superior service.
Have you seen any changes in how things operate in your time with the company?
The biggest thing that I've seen right now is that we have a portfolio of services that we can provide to our customers. And at one time, it was just ground packages, and everybody thought more or less that packages have to be shipped via ground. Now, ground is definitely an option, but we have ground, we have air, we have freight, and ocean freight. So we have a group of options that we can offer our customers to ensure that we get their packages to the end customer.
Can you tell me about some of the snags you can run into with holiday shipping?
Well, you have procrastinators, so you have people who wait until the last minute. But we have next day air service, and for customers, for example, who wait until, say, for example, the Friday before Christmas. You know, probably back maybe several years ago it was a snag, but it's not a snag now, because now we have Saturday delivery. There may be an additional surcharge, for Saturday delivery, but we can get that package there Saturday, which would be Christmas Eve. And so those were some of the things where, you know, there were snags for people. But once again, our enhanced services, there aren't any snags. You know, we can get it there.
With specials like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, does that make things any different here? Does that make it more hectic later in the season and just extend the busy season for you?
Yeah, it extends the busy season for us, but the biggest thing is that, yes, it will be an increase in volume because of Black Friday, because what you see is now you have more online shoppers, and so therefore now we're getting probably packages from different places that maybe we hadn't gotten them before, because people are doing so much e-commerce on the Internet and shopping on the Internet. But for the most part, I believe that we are accustomed to internet shopping over the years, last 2, 3, 4 years, and I believe that we are in a position to handle it very well.
How long do you think it took the company to adjust to the shift more to online shopping?
I think the company really did not stumble at all, or did not have a hard time transitioning to deal with online shopping, because I think we have enough people in positions who are strategic and ahead of the curve and understood which way things were going, and they've looked at trends over the years to be able to realize that it was gradually increasing year after year. So I believe the organization transitioned very well. The organization spends a lot of money on technology, a lot of money on research.
How does UPS My Choice, which allows customers to schedule their delivery times and reroute packages if necessary, how does that change anything that you do here?
Well, I think the thing is that they do allow customers to reroute packages. How does that change anything? It doesn't change anything. Our system is already built for that, those changes. And so basically, if customers actually, say, call in to reroute packages, it's actually more or less even seamless to the drivers, more or less. So those transitioning of the packages from one package car to another, or, you know, at a different time delivery, it's already built in. So the system is already built for that. And so with our technology in place, it's an easy transition for the organization.